Hello everyone, welcome to the very first Christmas special of Life at Apollo Podcast. Today I'm here with two of our colleagues you have already heard in previous episodes and three you haven't met in our podcast yet, but the time will come. So let me reintroduce Paolo Bortolucci, our lead DevOps architect, and Milan Gatias, our cloud architect and .NET team lead. Hello guys.
Hello Chanis.
Hello.
Nice to be here.
And for the first time, you will be hearing from Abai, our business analyst, Dominic, Apollo's delivery coach, and Elisa, our business development manager. Welcome guys, and thanks for joining me
Hello,
today.
Hello, thank you for inviting Jimmy.
Hi.
Hello.
So, this episode will be completely different than what we are used to so far. I hope you are feeling ready. Let's hope for the best, guys. And let's start. Since you guys come from different places around the world, let's talk about how Christmas are celebrated in there. So, first question I'm gonna ask is when celebration starts in your country, and since Paolo is here in a group, the one who is longest in Actum, so let's go first, Paolo.
Okay, yeah, so I'm from Brazil, and it's very common to people to know that we like to celebrate.
Yeah, so you're known for that.
Anything. We start celebrating Christmas in December. Yeah, this is...
Like by start of December? Like there's 1st December and there's a carnival.
No, we don't have a date, like specific date. But like, let's say first week of December, everyone is preparing everything. And then, you know, Christmas songs and all the things start. Yeah.
All right. How about Milan?
So, I come from, well, I was born in Slovak Republic. I lived there for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And now, for 16 years, I'm already in Czech Republic. And by the look on the stores and media, you can say that Christmas starts as soon as October.
Yeah.
Start to get all the advertisements and... pickups to kind of buy gifts,
yeah.
But no, in my experience, Christmas starts kind of with the Advent period. It's the 4 weeks period before the Christmas Eve, and of course then followed by the Christmas Eve until the New Year.
Okay.
Just one thing here. Considering that part, Milan, if we consider the media and the business and the stores, I would say that in Brazil too, like November, they are trying to sell you some gifts.
Come on.
Already.
Yeah, yeah. Brazil is really religious country, right? So I'm like, you know, imagining you are carrying all those saints statues and making parades with it, right?
Well, to be fair here, sorry, one more point is that I'm talking about my hometown and my region, not about the whole Brazil, because it would be so different. We will need another podcast
yeah,
for that.
Okay.
So I'm from some small city in the southeast of Brazil. And yeah, that's all. So
okay, and moving to the newbies, since Abai comes from mostly Muslim country, what will be the equivalent for Christmas celebrations in your home?
Yeah, to be honest, it's a bit tricky because in Kazakhstan there are 130 nationalities and ethnicities.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, as you mentioned, we don't have a lot of Catholic Christians. We have some Orthodox Christians. They usually celebrate it on 7th of January, but I would say 99% of people just celebrate the New Year on 31st of December. And as Kazakhs, we also celebrate a holiday which is called Nowruz. It literally translates like new day, new year, new life. And we usually celebrate it in March. So I guess I will be talking about this today, mostly.
All right, nice. Now we are learning about new celebrations or new holidays. All right, Alyssa, you as well comes from mostly Muslim country,
yeah.
But you married the Czech guy and moved into the Czech Republic. So how are you assimilating to Christmas traditions?
Yeah, definitely. I'm coming from Indonesia, which is also the majority of the people are Muslim. But I'm the minority, so I celebrate Christmas, but completely differently. When I used to live there, we only celebrate Christmas 24th, 25th, and 26th, literally only 3 days. And there is no such a big, you know, like celebration, decoration everywhere. So coming to Czech Republic, it's actually very exciting for me. I got too excited. So when Martin announced the decorations on the desk, I think I started even like before everybody did. So I'm like, and then Paolo started to do this big hat, and I'm like, if I knew, I would just wait until everybody does it, and I will just do it the last, so I know
to win the
how the competition
right?
will be. See? Exactly. So that's wrong if you get too excited. That's what happened to me. So I'm learning this year. I will try to be better next year.
This is the sales part of you, right? To be eager to have the best business, right?
No. I'm just participating because I'm getting super excited about it, because I never really live in the environment that people celebrate Christmas like madness.
Oh, come on. I think there are like countries which can win this competition. We are a bit lacking in Czech. I think Paolo knows what I'm talking about. Some countries are taking it to the roof.
Here is more, I would say, conservative. In Brazil, we have, I would say, you can see that everyone is celebrating the Christmas. Yeah. Not that there are crazy people running on the streets or parades and everything all the time, but you can see that people are really celebrating. This is a big difference. Yeah.
And then you can spot the American houses decorated, like bombed with the decorations. Come on, in Czech we do have the Christmas tree on Staroměstské náměstí or any other bigger square we do have, and that's it, like mostly. But I like how are you enjoying it, Alyssa? All right, and the last one is Dominic. So how do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, so I'm coming from Slovakia as well, as Milan. However, I lived there for first, let's say, 18, 19 years of my life, and then moved to the Czech Republic as well. But I'm coming from the eastern part, and across Slovakia, I believe that it's common to start this like period between the first Advent Sunday, which is end of the October. That's where it starts, of course. However, the like most celebration is, of course, on 24th, or the biggest celebration is on 24th of December, on Christmas Eve.
Well, most of us celebrate it in that day, except Abai, who has it in March.
Yeah, like a little bit later, let's say.
Sorry, guys, we couldn't fetch any Orthodox Church or American colleagues to join us, so they just ignore us. So you have to do with the Catholic and Kazakh way of celebrating.
Yeah, and that's one thing, because Brazil has no official religion, right? But most of Brazilians are Catholic, like European influences. But we have many other religions there.
Yeah.
And that's why I mentioned, like in my state, on my region, we celebrate like that. But around Brazil, we have so many other types of celebrations. And sometimes it's mixed, that in my mind is like, oh, Brazilian way, but it's not. It's because we mixed a few things.
Yeah, but you both with Abai come from very large countries. So yeah. And also you both from really cultural diverse countries. So yeah, you guys just like to celebrate. What can I say? You have the, you know, opportunities to celebrate, so the more the better.
Yeah, we just get benefits from all nationalities and ethnicities and cultures.
Yeah, and just have a great food and great time, right?
Yeah.
I would take that. All right. We have the celebrations and countries sorted. And what are the basic traditions which are part of the celebrations in your country? What is usual in your city, Pablo?
Okay. Well, we don't have any crazy stuff. Usually we prepare a tree, normal Christmas tree, not as big as we have in Wenceslas Square. And we don't have this Christmas tree in the center of the city, just in our houses. Mm-hmm. And we have Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
We have also kind of polar bears.
In Brazil. That makes sense.
This is kind of interesting because we consume a lot of advertisement or products from the United States, right? So I guess it's because of that too. So our Santa Claus is wearing this jacket, it's snowing on the advertisement, you see polar bears, everything like cold, but then it's summer in Brazil, right? So you go out of your house and it's like 33 degrees. So we have that. And we have also, I think in English it's crib, you know, with the
baby Jesus
right? And like father and mother. Yeah. And we have, of course, the decorated house. So we have, I remember from my childhood and still now it's ongoing, so some people really decorate their house so you can see from distance something shining. Yeah,
it's good. It's like an orientation plan, so.
Yeah, and there are some villages or some houses that people dress up as Santa Claus and they give like sweets to kids, so people go to see their house. My family was more like, okay, we have the Christmas tree, we will have the dinner and everything. I think we'll talk later about the food, right? And that's all. But as a kid, I used to walk around the city to see the houses, and we were always mentioning, oh, that house is nice. And yeah, so basically it's that, nothing crazy.
I can see that the main link between all the cultures are the decorations and the crazy people who wants to be better than their neighbors, right? I think we all know that in some form in Czech. Is it who has better Christmas cookies? Of course. Better Vanočka, which is the sweet Christmas bread. And of course, the decorations on your Christmas tree and whose house is the tidiest. So, those are the criteria for the great Christmas party. So, yeah. All right. What about Milan and Milan's country, or countries, should I say?
There is so many to tell actually, and every like family has its unique, so maybe I will just tell what we did. Well, usually we went to the kind of city square Christmas tree. I'm sure it's everywhere around that there is this day when it gets light up and kind of market starts, so this is what we've been doing regularly. And this year I missed it because my wife, she was too slow, we went too late, unfortunately. But yeah.
Wait until she hears that, you will be suffering.
Yeah, we also do have, of course, the Christmas Eve like meal, and my mother, she has some interesting, like, let's say, tradition or superstition that basically you should not like stand up from the table until like everything is finished, and because if you do, then you will have like bad luck, you can get sick next year and stuff like that. So basically our table looks like overstuffed. You don't even have where to put your hands because there is a soup, there is the main meal, there is a drinks, everything, and you cannot go away from the table until you finish. So that's interesting. And
Maybe you should invest in some cart which can carry the food around the table, you know, something like that. So we can push it towards like others.
Yeah, maybe she would consider that as a cheating, I guess.
Okay.
There is a there is a way that it has
so
to be
that
on
won't
the table
work. Yeah.
You have to fight for space.
So that requires a huge table then.
Yeah, that's the solution. Huge table is the solution. And then there is usually the carolers, like small kids. We are lucky, usually some kids like knock on the door and sing the Christmas songs for us. So that's a really nice tradition. I really like it.
That's nice, Milan. Did you sing when you was a kid?
Oh, I did, but not on the Christmas carols. I did the Eastern, like kind of, how to say it? It's not a song. It's more like when you are wishing health for the girl and you have this pomlaska, you are saying some words and rhymes. So this is what I was kind of singing.
Oh, you was a rapper then?
Yeah, you can say that.
But I don't know if you have any chance to see that tradition.
I probably... Yeah, I probably didn't, but I'm just kidding.
I will come visit you, Abai. And
So wait until you see Milan rapping with Pomlaska. Come on.
Then we can make a rap song together.
And what about Abai? What are the traditions there?
So how about how we celebrate? In order to answer this question, I must give you some historical context. It will be short, I promise, guys. So back in the days, you know, like the nature in Kazakhstan, the climate is very rough.
Yeah.
And winters, it can get to minus 30 in the winter.
Yeah.
And I think that was the main reason why we didn't celebrate anything in winter. It was like people tried to survive the winter. When technological progress couldn't help people to survive. So basically what we did, we just waited till the winter ends. And when the March started, people started gathering together, you know, cleaning their houses. And basically the new year for Kazakhs started preparing in advance, like in 1 month in advance. It was about cleaning your house, cleaning your springs where the water goes, cleaning your even depths. Like there is a belief that you cannot step into the new year with some debt. You have to pay all your debts. You have to clean all your thoughts. You have to, you know, be friend with all of your enemies. You have to forget all bad stuff. And it's about cleaning. Like now when I'm talking about this, it sounds more like karma, but in fact, it's, yeah, so it was more about, and when you mentioned Czech people, they care about cleaning their houses for Christmas, I remember that we also did that. So yeah, it's mostly about cleaning your life, cleaning up your home and stuff. Yeah, and again, like, and by the end of the March, Kazakhs just gathered, played some games, sang songs, they made swings, they were playing very weird but funny games. Yeah, mostly they were just having fun. They were happy to see each other after a long winter, that everybody is alive, you know.
Yeah.
nobody was killed by the hunger or cold winter. Yeah, that was mostly the reason why people celebrated in March, I guess.
But come on, you can leave us just with weird and funny games. What does it mean?
Okay, so there is one. I'll be short. There is one weird game. It's called Hasku, which means chasing girl. And just imagine two people, young girl and a young boy. They are riding their horses. And boy has to chase girl. Obviously, they are dating. Boy has to chase girl and kiss her and hug her, and she's trying to run away from him. And later when he does so, she is chasing him and she uses, how do you call this thing you hit your horse in order to
whip,
right? Yeah, so she uses the whip and she basically is chasing him, she's hitting him with the whip. the same amount of time that he was chasing her. So it's, yeah, it's a weird but funny game.
So he better be fast then.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise
yeah.
he can sit for a week.
Basically. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds similar to Pumlaska in here. But girls have to wait for their revenge on guys until midday, and then they can throw a cold water on them.
Ah, yeah, cold water is nothing.
But mostly they are already drunk since morning, so it's more a favor than revenge, I would say.
Yeah, with this.
So yeah, they get sober faster then. And the whip is called Pomlaska, and it is made from willow and ribbons on top.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen something like that.
All right. What are your celebrations at your home, Alyssa?
Right. So I think the major difference I see is basically the date itself. Like here, I feel like for family, it's more important the 24th Eve, right? Well, back home for us, it's more like 25th and 26th is the celebration. So 24th is more about going to the church to pray the service. And then after that, you can dine out. You don't need to be at home. But 25th and 26th, people usually do this thing like in my family called open house. And especially if one of your parents is the eldest in the family. So they will be cooking like a lot of different kind of Indonesian food in a buffet. And the idea is that you can invite like immediate family, the entire family, even like friends, whomever, basically they're open to come to your house and
well
eat.
Yeah, sounds
so
good.
What happened was my friend, who are not even celebrating, the minute they know that there will be free food, they will be anyway coming, and we are just fine. It doesn't matter, as long as it will be like the more the merrier, like literally in this case. One thing that is like really different is the Christmas tree. We also have the Christmas tree at home, but it's fake. So we don't have the real one. Obviously, we cannot have a palm tree as a Christmas tree.
Exactly. I was going to ask you where you would find the real tree.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we have the fake tree, which is, I think this is also the major difference. So when I come here, this is basically the first time that I see the actual Christmas tree. It's obviously also another exciting thing. We do it every year. We put it in a box, and then every Christmas, we take it out of the box. Otherwise, everything would be much the same.
All right. So the question is, do you have the open house also here in Prague? Should we stop by on 25th?
No, because I don't cook. You can come over if you
come
bring
on,
food.
I was starting to get excited about dadar gulung. And now there's nothing
yeah,
like
you
that.
You can spread your traditions in Prague.
Yeah, definitely. We can support you apple white at least,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I will be considering that. It's just that I need to find who will be cooking.
All right. So last in line is Dominic. So what are your traditions?
Well, there is many traditions that I could think of. But I'm going to talk about maybe one brutal one. So one of the traditions that I especially remember from childhood is that we used to buy fish. It's done even here in Czech Republic. However, not that fish, but a carp that was alive.
Yeah.
And we kept it in bat tube till the day before 24th.
Until you became friend with them, right?
Yeah, exactly. I got all attached with him, you know. I was playing with him when I was a kid. And then, of course, my father, then he got him sorted the next day and ready to be consumed on 24th. So I usually got very emotional about that one. Also, I know that in some families they do actually keep scales from the fish and carry it with them in a wallet for a good fortune in next year. So that's something that really stuck to me. Then one of the traditions actually I can also think of is, as we were talking about days that we celebrate, it's not really celebration, but it is. So on 24th, you are with the family, right? And gifts and etc. But on 26th we usually got together with the friends, sometimes on some cottage or in a city center, and like we celebrate Saint Stefan here. And like the main purpose actually is just to get like completely wasted that day. So that's maybe one of the traditions also, especially in Eastern Slovakia where I'm from.
But I'm not sure if your mother wants to hear that, right?
Well, she doesn't speak English, so
you're safe.
I will make some translations especially for her, like special translations, Dominic.
Yeah, do that.
No.
You will be spending Christmas this year in church, I guarantee.
Don't worry. I'm old enough now, so she can know. Actually, she knows. She remembers how I was coming home. So.
All right. So the next question is food. We heard about the Alyssa's Christmas buffet at her place. So, Paolo, what you usually eat for Christmas?
Yeah, okay. Well, in Brazil, we have turkey. So, like, you know, when you have this Thanksgiving in the United States, that because everyone knows about that big turkey, it's like the same, but we have for Christmas. So, on the night of 24th, we have the dinner with the family, and usually it's turkey and a lot of side dishes like rice and some salad and everything. But turkey must be there and must be like big and everything else. After this dinner, we have, for Catholic people, of course, there is this mass at midnight from 24th to 25th, and there is an interesting name because it's called the Rooster's Mass. And I have no idea why there is this name. We can elaborate some theory. I think it's because there was, when Jesus was born, there was a rooster there that I don't know the sound.
There were like so many animals that I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they kept record of it somewhere.
So yeah, but the name is Rooster's Mass. And then this is midnight at 1 a.m. And then like all kids like go to sleep. They don't watch the mass, of course. It's on TV too. So you can go either to church or watch on TV. I didn't watch, so I don't know, but like people that really go to church, they watch, and they like my grandma, everyone like this. And then on 25th, during lunch, we have, let's say, the second part of celebration. Some families don't have the dinner, it's not common. Usually you have dinner and the lunch. And usually you have basically, let's say, you finish the turkey from the previous day because usually it's big, or you have some extra, let's say, normal dish, but nothing special. Yeah, and I think that's all. You must have the turkey, that's all.
And the turkey is your favorite dish, or are you looking forward to something else to eat during the Christmas?
No, it's good. Turkey, potato salad, that's all.
Okay, so what about Milan? What are you eating?
We are eating on the Christmas Eve. Usually it is the cabbage soup. In that part of Slovakia where I lived, it's like Slovakian / Hungarian sweet and sour cabbage soup. It is really tasty and I really like it. I'm looking forward always to Christmas for this soup especially. And then there is the all beloved like potato salad, which my mother makes. She finds the biggest kettle she has and she makes full of potato salad, and we eat it until end of the year basically.
Until you reach the food coma, yeah. Right? But there's no such thing like too much potato salad, I think.
I actually don't like it too much, I eat it because of respect and stuff, but I don't like it much, to be honest.
And what is your favorite then? The soup and something else?
Yeah, the soup one. And usually next day or the day after, it's like round trip of the family visits. And it's very like various because we go to visit my wife's family, which is on Moravia. So there usually we have again like cabbage soup. But this time it's like white and more milky with like smoked meat, and it's really also very good. And when I go to my father's place, he usually does some halushki with some meat, so that's more like for me than potato salad.
All right, and what about Abai? What are you eating during the celebrations of the New Year's in Kazakhstan?
Yeah, there's one special dish that we eat for nowadays, this special dish. So there is some magic around number 7 in most of the countries, not countries but cultures, at some cultures at least, and we have the same. So we have a dish, it's called Nauruz Koje, which basically means like the soup for Nauruz, soup for New Year. And it consists of 7 ingredients. It's milk. The original recipe included spring water, but now we just use the regular water or sparkling water, wheat grains, wheat flour, salt, oil, and meat. And meat can be either beef or, don't be surprised, horse meat. So yeah, which is really tasty. I know it's not pretty common here in Europe, but it's pretty tasty.
No, we had those before. When I was a kid, it wasn't a problem to buy horse salami in here, actually. I think it just stopped being popular somehow because of probably sentimental ties to horses.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now we don't.
Vegetarians are probably now dead when they heard that we're eating horses, because some people treat horses as dogs, like friends of the human. So yeah, but anyway, we are eating this Nauruz Koje, but I don't really like it that much. When I was a kid I was just waiting for my mom just to cook the beshbarmak, which is actually the horse meat, the horse salami, some potatoes and dough, which is really good, and some cooked onions. So yeah, these are most common. And also what brought once some doughs, bavrsak, it's like donuts, Kazakh donuts, but they were not sweet. Yeah, fried ones. So I'm not sure if you guys had a chance to try it. If not, I'll bring some more later. I just need to make a request to my wife. So yeah, that's about it. That's the most common dishes that we have. Oh, sorry, once again, the 7 ingredient dish, this one, there's a belief that if you drink this soup and during the next year, you have to visit 7 houses, and you have to invite other people 7 other guests 7 times. So this way you will find luck next year. You will find some appreciation, some, I don't know, money, happiness, and stuff like that. So yeah, that's about this dishes.
Nice. So you have your schedule filled for the next year after first visit, right?
Yeah, it's like Google Calendar.
That's nice. At least your granny won't complain about not visiting her for a year.
Yeah, yeah. It's like everything is mandatory in this case.
It's not very common, but we have a friend from Kyrgyzstan and he prepared some horse meat for us. It was really good. Yeah.
So, Elisa, what is typical in your buffets?
Right. Okay. So for me, there is not like. We don't really have like special main dishes for Christmas. Mm-hmm. We usually have the most common one, which is rendang, and I think you probably already know it. It looks like goulash. It's mm-hmm. made from beef and some special seasoning, and also very high level of coconut milk. Mm-hmm. That's first, and then the other one that we usually have is the chicken satay, which is you know like the small pieces of chicken in the steak. And you usually eat it with the peanut sauce. And we have something like rice, but we call it like lontong, which is it's a rice cake. So it's a compressed rice cake cooked inside the banana leaf. So this is usually what we have as a main dishes. We have, even if we don't really have a special main dishes for Christmas, we have a special sort of like cookies that people usually eat for Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's called nastar. It's like a pineapple tart. So like it looks like small balls, but inside there is a sweet pineapple jam. I'm actually trying to find if there is any Indonesian woman who live nearby, which is not me, who are able to make it. And if I can get my hands on it, I will bring it to the office so you guys can also give a try.
Okay. I'm looking forward. I hope that you find someone, so fellow Indonesian, who can bake this.
Not me.
Okay, and what about Dominic? What are you looking forward to have on a Christmas Eve or during the Christmas time?
Yeah, so during, it's quite typical in Slovakia, so it's going to be very, very similar to what Milan said. So we have five courses. The first one is usually the cabbage soup, sweet and sour. That's a typical. However, the whole Christmas Eve dinner is without the meat. We are allowed to basically eat the meat next day on 25th, on 25th. So we're starting with this cabbage soup. Then there is a sweet beans soup. Then there is something called bobalki. That's basically dough with poppy seeds and that's it, and honey.
Okay.
It's like little pieces of dough. It's very specific.
Like dumplings?
Yeah, yes, but not really. It's like
shishki, right?
Not really.
No?
It's really specific. Like listeners can actually Google it. It's bobalki. It's very specific food. I even before podcast I tried to check if there is any way how to call it in English, and I found the American website referring to it as bobalki. So here we go. Then the next one is salad, a potato salad, typical potato salad with carp that I mentioned, right? Sometimes it was hard to eat for me, but I got over it after I grew up. And we are not even eating carp anymore, so it can be basically any fish. And then, of course, some sweets. So that would be like five foods that we actually eat typically every year.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite?
My favorite? Cabbage soup, probably. That's my top. But on the next day, cabbage soup on the next day, because on next day we're adding.
It's better.
It's better because we are allowed to have meat already. So, my mom used to put their sausages, cut them and that was it for me.
Okay. All right. So we gone through tradition, food, and next I would ask you, who is bearing gifts in your country? Any typical kind of gifts, if you have like traditional things which you give each other, and who is bearing them? So Paolo, is the polar bear or the Santa?
it is the Santa. And we, as a kid, we are expecting the Santa, that the Santa will arrive by our chimney, but we don't have that. Right.
Okay, that could be trouble.
yeah. So you have the trees, and you expect next day when you wake up, you will have some gift under the tree. That's all. We ignore the fact that we don't have the chimney. So, you know, Santa Claus, magic, he can do
he
whatever.
He can move through the walls. Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't have any typical gift. It's more like usually you think that your grandma or your relative, your friend would like something, you just buy that. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, but we do have the Christmas Secret Santa, we have the Secret Santa. So usually at companies we try to do that, where everyone pick up a name and you buy that gift to one gift to the person you chose, and then at the day of the Christmas before the dinner you just explain something. It doesn't need to say about the person. You need to say something that other people try to guess who is the person. And then you just give the gift to that person. And actually, a few years ago, we tried to do that here in Acton.
How did it went?
I would say interesting. Because it was the first time most of people never heard about doing this kind of thing, like in this way. Mm-hmm. But it was a cool experience.
Okay. So maybe we should try it once more.
Yeah.
Some year.
Yeah.
So Martin is probably listening to this, so you can expect it next year.
What
we will
agree.
Do for you, everything you have like in your mind, Martin will do for you. So
More work, I mean. Okay.
All right, so how about Milan? What who is bearing the gifts and what is the typical gift in your country?
The gift is brought by Christ child. Mm-hmm. Not sure how
Jesus
to translate
Christ.
Into
baby Jesus. Yes.
Baby Jesus, yes. Which is like I remember that I wondered how when I was a kid, like how he could get those.
He could do that.
How he can do the whole city and so fast and stuff. But how it was usually in our family was that after the dinner, my father told me to go to the room. I will now call the Jesus baby and he will bring you the gifts. So I went and I was waiting, and then he rang the bell and I was running to the to the tree, and there were my usual socks. So that was my kind of usual experience. And toys, of course, some toys.
Yeah, okay.
But right. I don't think we have any like
special one.
Traditional stuff.
Gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, I think that these soft gifts are very popular, but I'm
between
not sure
babichkas, but.
Yes,
right?
Yes. They used to be homemade a lot when I was a child.
Yeah,
but not
those itchy sweaters and itchy socks. I can remember those. The socks which
yes.
will fit you and your entire life because they are like 5 sizes bigger than you are right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But do you have some gifting like tradition during the New Year's celebrations?
Yeah. So I'm not really sure about how it was back in the days, mm-hmm. But as it evolved into something modern, mm-hmm. I would say people just starting giving each other gifts, mostly. I'm just trying to remember how it was in our case, in our family. I think people are usually trying to give a gift that will be helpful in house. I don't know, maybe some beautiful vase or painting or some dishwasher at the end of the day. Just something for house, like useful or that can decorate your house for your guests. And stuff, but nothing like really originally traditional, I would say.
Okay.
Mostly just evolving from old times to new times.
So the practical gifts which will help you.
Yeah,
basically go through the
some
new year. Nice.
Exactly, some practical gifts.
Oh, nice. And how about Alyssa?
I think present exchange during the Christmas is not really like a massive thing that happens at home. So mm-hmm. we don't do this like adult Christmas present exchanging back home. Presents usually given only to kids. Mm-hmm. And we also have this Santa Claus and Swatterpit. We call it like this black teeth. Mm-hmm. And when I grew up, I remember that it really happens that they really go to house by house. And I was usually like competing with my brother because we were always fighting, so I was so happy if I sort of like scared him that he will be visited by the black pit and he will not get any present. So it's more like kids tradition. And so that's another thing that is different here. While in Czech, it's mostly about like even adults are giving each other presents in the family. So that's also something completely different compared with back home.
And Krzysztofek is like taught to Ježíšek bringing the gifts or the Santa?
Not yet, he's still too small. Maybe next year.
Okay. All right, what about Dominic? I suppose it's Ježiško, right? Because you're Catholic.
yeah, like it is. It's quite again similar to what Milan said, but my mother had a little trick. Mm-hmm. So before dinner, we had all to go and clean our face and dress up and etc. Mm-hmm. And meantime, she would put presents under Christmas tree. And then before actually dinner, she would just ring a bell, mm-hmm. Acting like, of course, it wasn't her, right? And yeah. When I don't know how I actually believed it until I was, 10, 11, mm-hmm. I really believed it. And then we would enter the living room and, of course, she was saying that it was like baby Jesus or Ježiško, mm-hmm. who brought all of the gifts. And I remember actually that then we changed it and we had gifts after the dinner. Mm-hmm. Because, with the little Dominic, when I was little, having dinner and me staring at all of these gifts, wanting to open them, it was probably tricky to handle me during the dinner. So then we changed the order a little bit. But yeah, so that's basically who bears the gifts. And yeah, and the special gifts. That might be like specific across the families, but one must-have thing under the Christmas tree is socks. Come on, mm-hmm. don't tell me. At least from what I spoke with my friends,
everyone has always, it.
Always. Yeah. And then books actually are quite often, at least at our family.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, all right.
Yeah.
Nice. Kudos to your mom that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dominic, when you said little Dominic, I just cannot imagine these two words in one sentence. Like 2 meters little Dominic. Yeah, that sounds realistic.
Once upon a time, there was actually something below 2 meters.
Wow.
All right. So, do you have any special place, guys, where the celebrations are happening? Like outside of your houses? Do you have places where all of you gathers?
Well, no. Usually, we will have some clubs, of course. There mm-hmm. is always clubs and bars that you can go for party. But if you are religious, mm-hmm. very religious, in Brazil we have a church mm-hmm. That's called Nossa Senhora. It's like Lady Mary. I don't know the translation for English. And actually, it's the second biggest church. It's mm-hmm. actually, it's just smaller than St. Peter's Church in mm-hmm. Vatican. And it's for Catholics. So actually, that place, it happens the most famous Rooster's Mass. Mm-hmm. Mass. And so, Mass. Cut to this part. So if you're a Catholic and you want really to like celebrate as Catholic mm-hmm. tradition, so you can go there, but it will be overcrowded. But regarding usually family, mm-hmm. or what I did when I was like teenager or something like this, mm-hmm. you have the dinner with the family mm-hmm. around 10 p.m. or 9 something, and then my grandparents or my parents, they were like praying or something in this mass, mm-hmm. and I went to the club.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, guys are just disappearing after dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. How about Milan? Did you disappear as well?
Actually, I used to have with my friends. It was such a not like traditional in a like nationwide scope, but just mm-hmm. between our friends. We also after Christmas Eve, especially when I was on a college and high school, we gathered in the pub and we kind of was talking what the other guys were getting. We mm-hmm. shared how we liked it and stuff, and of course drink the beer. And this is something that's harder to do now when I have a kid and a bigger family, but if it's gonna be possible, I want to do it again. Maybe not on Christmas Eve, but day and after or something like that.
Holidays. Yeah. Alright, right. How about Abai? Do you have any special places where you're celebrating the New Year's?
Yeah, so as I said before, it's a spring celebration. Mm-hmm. So people were, you know, locked down in their houses for the whole winter. Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't want to stay at home. And people just hang out outside. And they just builded some small, not camps, but how you call it? You know, yurt? Yurt is mm-hmm. a traditional nomad's tents, right? They put tents next to the rivers, springs, where you could easily get some fresh water, mm-hmm. spring water. And yeah, they were celebrating mostly there in green meadows, where people could find some flat space, run. They were running barefoot mostly, because there was a belief that through this barefoot walking and running, you could get some
strength.
You know, powers, strength from the ground, you know, for the next year, so you will be healthy for the whole next year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, people just tried to spend time outside, I guess, because they were tired of
staying inside.
Yeah, staying inside. It was like after COVID, you know, like people just try to hang out somewhere not at home. But yeah.
So you were trained for that. Actually, everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. You
were
know,
you running?
Minus...
were you running barefoot after the COVID?
No, my colleagues wouldn't understand me, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. How about Alyssa?
This is the Christmas celebrations or New Year celebrations?
The Christmas celebrations, but Abai has the special holidays,
yeah,
okay. So we are talking about that.
Right, so I would say, like, for me, back home, the Christmas, we don't really have, as I mentioned, that this is also a Muslim country, so there is no really such a place where you can all gather together and celebrate Christmas in, like, a big number of people. So the options are either two, like, usually either you go to the church, and usually it's only for a Christmas Eve service, so it's not, like, for entire night, or back home, or in some restaurants. That's usually the three typical places.
Okay. And what about Dominic?
Well, special places. So, as part of the Christian tradition, is definitely going on
midnight.
Like, midnight to the church. That's the one thing. And then, what is like really common around here, I believe, even in Czech Republic, is like to go to Christmas tree on the main square. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, all these things like hot wine or etc. So
we actually had it the fairs. We actually had it after the midnight mass, or how is it called? Right, the next to the church.
Okay.
When I was living on the village, so it wasn't that far from the church. You know, you ended by. One p.m. or 1 a.m. and then you just got to the fairs directly, having some svařák.
Yeah, we had like actually with my friends we had like new tradition after midnight church. Of course, we ended up somewhere in the city center, right? Like to go for a beer or for a, like Christmas drink. So, but that's not really traditional way. My mother always cursed me for that because you should come home from the church. That was always her saying. So, yeah.
Right.
I was a bad boy a little bit.
but did she say when? Because like you can go from church to home,
no,
but they stop in many places.
Yeah. Pablo, trust me, I tried. I really tried, but that was not a way line of arguing with her. No, you need to come directly.
Okay. One thing you all of you said like Christmas drinks. But again, in Brazil it's summer, so we don't have any hot drink during the Christmas. It usually
like Christmas pina colada or what?
It's a champagne and a beer, basically, and okay. of course like some cold wine. We have hot drinks in June, July, because mm-hmm. it's the winter there, right? So yeah, during the summer, during the Christmas, it's everything related with summer, because it will be very, very hot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But so with polar bears.
Yeah. That makes complete sense, Paolo. Poor polar bears, like in 35 degrees of Celsius with no ice.
Exactly.
Having the cold Coke. But come on. What else?
Yeah, just that for the actually Coca-Cola advertisement. That's all.
Yeah. I know where you get this tradition. Come on. All right. How about favorite movies tied to this holiday season? What are yours, Paul?
Well, usually those films you don't pay that much attention, but because mm-hmm. you know what will happen, because probably you watch it like 2,000 times.
Several times.
Like,
yeah,
the basic ones like Home Alone or Grinch or you know Polar Express, all these movies that you watch just because it's Christmas. Most of them are from US, I guess. Mm-hmm. And in Brazil we have some versions, like usually some comedy, some really bad comedy that
actually I saw a Brazilian Christmas movie last year, I think, on Netflix. The guy who like
wakes up every
every Christmas. Yeah.
That movie is new one, I think it's 3 years old or 2 years old. It's quite good, actually. The guy has amnesia, right? And every time he wakes up, it's Christmas, and he hates Christmas, right?
Yeah,
yeah, it's quite cool. Actually, try to watch it. It's quite interesting. I think the name is Then Is Christmas, something like this. And besides that, we have other comedies about this time of the year. Usually some bad person that realize she is bad and then become good person, things like that.
of course because it's Christmas, so everyone is getting better.
Exactly.
Everyone wants to get out of the naughty list.
Real life experience, right?
All right. How about Milan's favorite movies?
I don't have probably any. I actually like the, but it's probably more very, very famous, Love Actually. I like that one. It's kind of Christmas oriented. Mm-hmm. But usually I like more actually movies that are not about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's fresh, it's kind of, you know, something that's out of the routine. And for some reason, I think last year's or maybe for a long time, on Christmas, there is always on some station Die Hard.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Because people realize that it's happening on Christmas party, so it should be incorporated in our like Christmas list of the movies. But I think in the US it's actually like popular for a long time, but Czechs included it like a couple of years ago.
Sorry, Die Hard with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's
First New Year,
and there's actually the clip when Bruce Willis is taken. I think it's for some prize for, I think it's the Die Hard 4.0 or something, the last one, and he was actually like speaking to the audience that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, and he will say it just once. So yeah.
There is actually a big discussion on the internet about if the Die Hard is Christmas movie or not. But
come on, but do you have any other like action movie which is Christmas also? So let's just leave the action fans to have Die Hard and
I also remember 3 years in a row I've seen I didn't watch it, but I've seen The Fifth Element on TV before New Year. I don't know why. So I guess Bruce Willis is just a man of Christmas of action movies.
All right. But he has like huge line of new movies which could be added to the Christmas list of the movies. So every year one more.
Little Weapon as well is quite often during this time.
Yeah. All right. And Abai, do you have any special movies about the how is it called in Kazakh? The
Nowruz.
Nowruz.
Yeah, Nowruz. We don't have anything related to Nowruz. Yeah, it just we don't. I think people just don't really watch movies during that period of time. We celebrate it from 19th of March till 23rd, so it's like 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
People usually don't watch any movies during that time. They try to, visit their guests. Or invite somebody to their home, meet somewhere outside, maybe in cafes in modern days. And also modern Kazakhs, they really like to spend huge holidays like Nowruz or day of capital city. They usually try to go outside from the city. Mm-hmm. To spend it somewhere else because a lot of people from other districts and other areas
are coming to the capital.
To the capital or to the closest biggest city.
Oh.
So that's how they usually spend it and what they do instead of watching movies.
Okay, and how about Elisa? What is your favorite Christmas movie?
I think it's slightly similar with Paolo, the classic, like Home Alone for sure. And there is another movie as well, also American movie, I don't know if you know, it's called Mean Girls. It's not exactly a Christmas movie, it's funny, but when they're doing this Jingle Bell Rock dance, you know. It's always like, I don't know, like for some reason it's very easy to remember. And now also on Netflix I tend to be also interested into looking at this especially during this period, they have a lot of like this sort of like rom-com on Christmas. So that's also something that I try to watch because just to feel, you know, the festivity by only watching the movies.
Otherwise, get in the mood.
Two movies and then otherwise anything that is on Netflix, which is like new one.
Okay. And what about Dominic?
Right. So, regarding the movies during Christmas, of course, Home Alone is a must. That's something that even now, when I'm living alone, when I'm cooking a Christmas dish or food, I'm actually watching Home Alone. So that's definitely my number one. I don't want to copy Milan, but Lo, actually, that's very good pick.
agree.
We are romantic souls, as I see in here.
We can stay after Dominic, yeah.
Okay. Good. And then some local classics as Popelka, so Cinderella Story, right? Mrazik, Pelishki, of course. Yeah, so these movies actually are like means Christmas for me.
All right. So I think that we conclude the Christmas celebration. So just quickly, guys, how about the New Year celebrations? What is typical for your country? So Paolo, go hard with the carnivals and pyros. Oh.
Carnival is in February.
Okay. But I'm just looking forward to the carnival because you seem like have a carnival every week.
No, we have carnival in February, that it's like 40 days before Easter. So it's either end of February or beginning of March. But we do have one thing that we call pre-carnival. That is a party before the carnival. But let's talk about this different
But it's not carnival. Okay.
No, it's the warm-up.
Brazilians need some party before partying. Yeah. That's
warm up.
Maybe post-party carnival.
We do have that, but it's different.
I was expecting that. Yeah.
The whole life is a carnival.
Yeah, so for New Year's, we have the, I think it's common everywhere, we have fireworks and everywhere. And the famous one, I think famous around the world, is from Rio de Janeiro, because there is the Christ and the back and all this thing. But we do have everywhere. And in Brazil, it's common to show every capital, because we have like 27 states. So every capital shows that. And small cities, usually just the neighbors use some fireworks. You don't have this like in the city center or something. And together with that, we have some tradition. So during the New Year's, if you want to bring hope for the next year, or if you wish is hope, you should wear green. If you want money, you should put some yellow clothes. If you want peace, white. If you want love, red, and things like that. And if you are on a beach, you have to jump 7 waves. I don't know why this number 7 is connected, because Abai also mentioned number, something about 7. So you have to jump 7 waves, small waves. Can be big if you manage, but small waves. And we also have from other religions that you have to, you prepare a boat with some offers, that is like some image, some food, and you throw in the ocean. So we have this Iemanjá, that is the queen or god of water, so or river. Oh my god, the other people from other religion will kill me now, but so yeah, you do prepare that, and you can send us an offer. I know this, but each religion has one different tradition. And we have another one that it's connected with Christmas and New Year's, actually. Around, I don't know, 24th of December, before Christmas, right? There is a celebration called the Three Kings or Three Wise Men. So it goes till 6th of January, because technically on 6th of January is when they met Jesus, right? So there is this kind of small parade, and in small cities like my city, there are these guys going through the street that they are dancing and celebrating. So some religious people invite them inside their home. They go there, they dance a bit, you give some tips or something, and then they go to the next house, and they are doing this, like, so looks like they are celebrating for the Jesus, and it's from 24th to 6th of January. So it's connected with Christmas and Jesus, but it goes through the New Year's till like 6th of January. And probably we have something else, but I don't remember.
Paulo forgot how to party in Brazil.
But this is more connected with traditions, yeah. So this is what happens, like, yeah, that's all, I think.
Paulo, it's so interesting to hear beach and New Year. Like, I cannot imagine for myself, like, beach and sea. And like, oh yeah, they don't have winter.
they have it inverted.
Yeah, they have it in July. But is it cold in July? Like,
well,
you have to run through the mountains.
Yeah, it can be cold. For example, my region usually will have 1 or 2, 3 days that will be like 5 degrees or 3.
Wow. Yeah, like plus.
That's not cold.
Well, considering that during the year it's all the time like 30 something. 5 is quite cold. It's June, July.
That's really interesting. I think Milan's dream to have the whole year of plus 30 but degrees.
It is.
Maybe Paolo can arrange you some living there, you know.
Some open house in Brazil, you know.
Yeah, South America home office. But look, in the north of Brazil, it's like Ecuador line. It's not cold, definitely. In the very south of Brazil, it's quite cold, minus something. But still, it's nothing compared with what you said about like minus 30 or something like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
All right, how about Milan?
We do have.
How do you celebrate?
Yeah, we do have the New Year's, of course, fireworks and celebrations. Basically, your goal is to get drunk as much as possible to have a nice New Year. That's like everywhere.
That's the Slovak way.
And we do have also, like, in terms of food, my mother always do the lentil soup because
lentils, that will bring you, like, money. Yeah.
Yeah, like small money.
Oh, Milan, so sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, we do have that too. I don't know why lentil, but yeah.
It looks like coins.
Yes.
Okay, so sorry for that. Yeah, continue.
And also you should not have anything with wings, like chicken, because then
because they will fly away.
Can you cut the wings? And then eat the chicken.
Yeah, you can.
That will be cheating, just... God. No.
Just imagine a chicken without wings on the tray. On the yeah.
It is. I even try to find a reason for these kind of beliefs, but it's so either it's so old or so stupid that there is no.
Yeah.
Explanation anywhere.
But everyone is like believing it.
Yeah.
Something else, Milan, you're doing or you have to avoid during the New Year's?
Then I just have hangover and I need to recover.
Okay. Yeah, so beware, guys, this year I think the first is Sunday and then hits the Monday, so the working week is just around the corner.
Good.
All right, and what about Abai?
So, beside the Nowruz, which we celebrate in March, we do celebrate. Everybody is waiting for 23:59:59 to start drinking. You know, people gathering, watching movies, just some basic Home Alone, Harry Potter. There's one, Irony of Fate, the Soviet one. It's really good, but people the trend is going away, I think. Also, Richie Rich, very nice Christmas one. So yeah, we watch some of the Christmas typical movies, cook some food. You guys mentioned potato salad. We have something like that. I think it's called Olivier. It's mostly with salami and potato. Mixed with mayonnaise and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically the regular New Year party, and then as Milan said, we all get hangovers for the next week probably. And we also do celebrate, we call it Old New Year. We'll celebrate it on 13th of January. So what we do, we toss the tree, this Christmas tree that we put in the house, and we gather one more time just to, you know, to remember how good the previous year was, so we could, you know, just move on and start living our new life. So I guess, yeah, that's the tradition.
That's nice. So you condense the Christmas and New Year's Eve celebrations to New Year's Eve celebrations.
Yeah, it's kind of the whole celebrations in Kazakhstan, they're spread for the whole year. It's weird. Yeah.
All right, so Alyssa, I think we covered the most of the celebration here. So how about New Year's Eve in Indonesia? That could be pretty epic, right?
Right. You have a few options, actually. Like, if you stay home and mm-hmm. be with the family, then there is one thing that you should do. When you start the countdown and it's finally the midnight, mm-hmm. you should open every doors and every windows. The idea was that you're opening your house to get a mm-hmm. fresh air. So basically, it's sort of like a hope that you will be bringing a lot of like blessing and wealth into the home and for mm-hmm. everybody who lives in the house. That's if you stay home. Otherwise, you can go on the street in the capital city in Jakarta on a massive convoy on a motorbikes or on a cars or on a bike. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You go to the city center when we have the big fountain and also the big national monument, mm-hmm. and there will be a lot of fireworks. Or if you want to be a little bit fancy schmancy, then you can always go to Bali, where there will be a lot of like beach clubs. You can celebrate. You can have a lot of fireworks by the seaside as well. Mm-hmm. So that if you want to be a little bit separated from the entire family, if you will just go with your friends, for example, that's also mm-hmm. could be the option. So yeah.
All right. I can't imagine the big concentration of the scooters and the cars. Tied to a celebration. It's like I can't imagine that.
But they have this ability to do zigzag maneuver, you know. It's one of the skills of the motorbike driver in Indonesia. So you can go even on top of the other people. So.
It's like two layers like going on each other. At least so when you said when we're at home we open the doors and windows. And when we are outside, I thought you're gonna say we get into someone's house because doors are open.
Yeah, I was gonna say welcome the fresh air and also
some new guests.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. That's actually cool. I mean, the tradition. It sounds like cool.
But guys, one thing that came to my mind now, I don't know if it still happens because things changed a lot. But when I was a kid, on the New Year's, like first day. In the morning, like 1st of January, around 6 a.m. or something, you know this the thing you have in Halloween, like tricks or how is
trick
the name?
Or trick or treat. Yeah.
So something similar, but not that. But on the early morning of the 1st of January, you usually go house to house to wish a happy new year. Mm-hmm. And then you get candies or some gift from people. So I used to do that as a kid. So in the first day, you wake up really early, you go a lot to many houses, and you go back with a lot of sweets. I don't know if this still happens. Probably yes, in small cities. Yeah.
That's I cannot interesting. Imagine this working in Czech Republic. Because
why? Are because
the hangover people will kill you that you are ringing.
Okay. Yeah.
I can, and probably you will get a beer.
Yeah, Milan, don't be surprised if you see Paolo at 8 a.m. on 1st January next year.
Yeah, but if we combine that the hangover people will be full of fresh air if they have open houses. And then you probably can go trick or treating next day.
Yeah.
Because it will be like
exactly. You don't even have to knock on the door, you just walk in, you know?
All right. And what about Dominic? Some open houses in your village?
Well, I'm gonna answer maybe a lot on this because there are like two parts, let's say the one with the family and then one with the friends and family. Okay, I will start with the family. So as Milan mentioned again, lentil soup or some dish, that's the classic. Of course, nothing with the wings, that's again you know, superstitions in Slovakia are probably very, very off, very common. Then, what we did as a family was that we, when I was younger, we were watching like this Sylvester or New Year's program in TV. You know, this they making fun and etc. So we were watching with my father and my siblings. We were watching this till midnight, and during the midnight we had the toast. So that's one of the traditions. Then when I got older, One of the other traditions was actually to, when we were going for the cottages with a friend, we usually gathered food from the home, some sandwiches, etc. And we started, you know, like celebrating a little bit earlier than on midnight. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was it. Like, so getting drunk, right? Completely wasted. But one thing that my mother like was kind of adamant and about, and right now I'm like getting to, I'm realizing how valuable it is, was that mm-hmm. She was saying "Jak na nový rok, tak po celý rok." So mm-hmm. You could translate it as you do it on New Year, you will do it, you will do all Holy. Year. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. So yeah, it was very tricky.
not to pretend not to be hungover.
Yeah,
for yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and at the same time, like yeah, it was very tricky. Like sometimes I was getting back from the cottage with the friends early morning, because like I had to be up early morning, right? Because yeah. Otherwise my mother would be not happy again. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to do that on a New Year, so yeah, it was very tricky. But that's I think all from these celebrations.
Yeah, I can remember like during my like teenage period and then further high school years, college years, all my friends were trying to not be as hangover as they are and be like productive. So it ended up badly, you know, all the time.
Yeah, I've been there, done that as well. And what I made actually new tradition for myself last couple of years. I'm not really like even drinking much on New Year's Eve, and years are going better. So I don't know if there is really connection or not, but
I'm not sure if you should said that publicly, because you will be expelled from the Slovak, you know, nation.
Yeah, that's why I've moved to Czech Republic, right?
All right.
Yep. So I started to interrupt again. Just one comment. Dominic said Sylvester, and I always forget about Sylvester because of, and maybe Abai will be also shocked by this, because he didn't believe in, or he didn't accept the beach, summer beach for Christmas. There is a very nice tradition that the São Paulo Marathon, that it's called Sylvester Marathon. It's on the last day of the year. So it's very hot, very difficult. And yeah. We have that marathon in São Paulo. Yep.
Come on, so you eat the whole turkey, you are stuffing yourself during the holiday, and then you are running the marathon after the, like,
Usually
hell is
I'm
going
watching.
On.
I'm watching, I'm not running.
I can't imagine.
Is it like 42 kilometers, like real marathon?
Yes.
Yep. Wow, my God. And then you drink, and then you eat, and then you run. Wow.
I mean, all that part except running the marathon.
I would not make it to New Year's if I would do so.
But then you will be like New Year's, the whole years, you know? Mom will be proud if you will be running the marathon instead of lying around. Just hangover.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I think we reached an end to our very first Christmas special. But those who are not here for the first time knows that I have this tricky question. So let me flip that for this time and ask you, do you have any wish for the next year?
I can start. Well, I had an amazing wish for this year. That was the Soccer World Cup. But unfortunately, Brazil, yeah, we
Maybe
didn't play well.
In the future. Yeah.
So I think I wish for the next 4 years, the World Cup, mm-hmm. and then maybe in 2026, I will get it.
Okay.
That's all.
Noted. All right, Milan.
I do have one wish for Actum. I do hope that next year we will have some nice new business for AWS, so that it's not so that it's more like richer. And also I like to have next year more peaceful than this one and hope for more good news than bad news.
I think Radek and Alyssa are listening. Alyssa is taking notes, right?
I'm actually running away right now.
Come on, guys are trying, and I hope that there will be something new. Okay, Abai, do you have any wish?
Yeah, mine will be a little bit trivial, but I would like to remind all of our listeners that things we wish on the new year are not always the things we need, so I wish everybody they could achieve what they actually need in the upcoming year. Yeah.
That's nice.
That will be my wish for everybody.
That's great, but I really thought you are going to wish
that
War
Brazil
Beach.
Wins the world. No.
Unfortunately, even if I do so, not everybody can get it. So, but I would be happy. So, you know.
All right. Next in line is Alyssa.
Okay, since Milan already has his wishes, so maybe I should answer that. So, as to show the team spirit, I also wish that next year there will be more door opened to bring us more business for Actum. This is like professionally, and personally, I really wish that my check will be improving.
Come on, so your numbers finally are great. And did you listen to Paolo? Paolo, how long are you living in Czech? Where is your Czech? How is your Czech doing? Hodný Paolo?
My Czech is perfect.
Yeah? Yeah. But you don't use it, right?
No, I don't.
So we will use it more then.
Yeah, okay, maybe I can do that wish. So let's use Elisa. We should speak in Czech next year, okay?
Oh my god.
I challenge you guys.
I usually try to speak my broken Czech, and then once the other person that I try to speak to start to say anything faster, like by 2 seconds in like more than 5 words, I'm lost. And the only thing I can do to defend myself is nemluvím moc česky.
You know,
defensive move.
I can understand a bit. The thing is that I have the same, Elisa. And for me, when some person replies really fast, my brain is like, you know, Homer Simpson's brain with that monkey like clapping. Yeah. It's exactly like that.
The same. Elisa, at least you reply in Czech. I just usually say, do you speak English? Or like, yeah. So I just switch to English. Yeah, that's the easiest way.
Okay, so guys, next year we will train. Hello.
Yeah.
No English for you next year.
Well, we can maybe record this version 2 of this podcast in Czech next year.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Wow. We will do your podcast session as we did before. So we will do it in Czech, right?
I'll do it now.
Okay.
This is Maria.
You see, Alyssa is like there already. Yeah.
But Alyssa, you have to stress. You have to say Ježiš Maria.
Ježiš Maria.
I can hear Radek from the Paolo's interpretation. All right, so what is Dominic wish?
Well, I'm gonna say what I say every year, and that is for the next year to be the best year so far, but worse than the one following after.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's
it took me seconds to understand that.
I had this monkey in my head that Paolo was talking about.
Yeah, you can listen to it later.
Yeah, we will.
Because it's available.
We will let that sink. Maybe someone will catch on after.
I think Dominic lied about wishing this every year, because he probably missed that wish before Corona. So. I'm not sure if it's working, Dominic.
It's not what you want, but what you need, you said. Maybe we all
need
that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Depends on the point of the view.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, I'm not sure if I should be hoping that everything goes as you wished. But I would like to...
We should have the World Cup. Brazil should get another one.
Come on. You had enough. right? Let others have just like
agree,
a little
agree.
Joy, okay. Right?
Okay, right. Okay.
Come on. Don't be greedy. Okay, so I would like to thank you guys for the wishes and once again for joining me on this Christmas session. It was fun and pleasure as always to chat with you all. And for our audience, I hope you guys liked it too. Thank you for your time you have spent with us this year. Also, I will as usual link all those things mentioned by guys on our Instagram. We probably can do the celebrations, traditions, and the movies, probably the dishes as well. We will put it there for you if you want to have a look on that. And as well, as usual, we have the top 20 playlist, but now we are like in different counts, so I think we will have a top 25 playlist. And each of our guests today will add 5 songs to this list, and we will put it out in 24th, right?
Yep.
So you are prepared, guys.
Sounds
I hope
good.
That there Somehow. Will be there will be some something unusual.
Might be, but
because but right? Alyssa, you are a fan of karaoke, right? So you can sing that.
What? No, that's hope.
Okay. So, guys, I wish you a wonderful holiday full of peace and moments with your loved ones. And stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.
Bye.